The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and we have a live show for you today. Today is October the 4th, 2016. Just want to sincerely thank you all for tuning in to Tando Radio Show and being a part of the Black Radio Network's family, because BTR is so... Black Talk Radio Network, excuse me, I made a mistake there. Black Talk Radio Network family, and because Black Talk Radio Network is so important to me, to many of you that have been listening to BTR, Black Talk Radio Network, for so long. And I just want to say I truly, truly appreciate, sincerely, sincerely thank you for who you are and the things that we're going to be able to do in the future. So that being said, everyone, let's support Black Talk Radio Network by giving some of our financial energy. Very easy. What you can do is just go to the website for Black Talk Radio Network. That's blacktalkradionetwork.com. And you will see there next to the homepage, you will see the crowdfunding campaign that you can be a part of. Go there. You can donate right from there. All of the information is there as to how to do it and what you can expect for some of your contributions and your donations. So, so important, especially in today's world with the things that we're going to be contending with, that we need to be able to have some form of some form of truth and some form of respect for our community, our families, and us individually. And it's so, so important that BTR continues to grow and thrive in that arena of providing information to the people, for the people to make decisions how they want to respond or what it is that they want to use their energy to create. So make sure that you support Black Talk Radio Network. Also, Black Talk Radio Network has established a social media outlet similar to FedBook. And it is a great opportunity for us to actually dialogue and to conceptualize different things that that we want to do and come up with strategies and plans and to just share your thoughts and information, your business, you, and everything else. Is a great place to do it. You could go to BTR, Black Talk Radio Network.com, and just you can see on the right-hand margin, you'll see a B that's there for the overall social media site and social media platform that Scotty has put together. It's $24 a year, very, very cheap. And you don't have to worry about your information being compromised. You don't have to worry about being attacked for your overall opinions or some of the things that you know, or you expressing one thing or another. So check out a BTR community. Great, great place to be. I think there's something that all of us need to do, because, you know, it's, you have to look at the real reasons why things were put together. And if you know why Facebook FedBook has been put together, you would get a real understanding of why it's there. It's data mining. It's going to be used against you. So, very important. Go to BTR community. Be a part of that. You don't have to worry about it at all. Okay? So, $24 a year. Also, if you're interested in acquiring precious metals, trading your cash for precious metals, precious metals made a big move. And I was telling you, recently I was traveling and I was meeting with a group, and I said that pretty soon, especially just before the war really kicks off in the high gear, you'll see the precious metals go down in price. And I wasn't surprised, and it did just that. So if you're interested in acquiring the precious metals, great place to go is to prosperitymint.com. That's prosperitymint.com, and check out what's there in inventory. But before you purchase, make sure you text 951-790-8330, 951-790-8330, so can make sure that you're getting exactly what it is that you want, and just to explain the process to you, and it is in your best interest. So that's Prosperity Mint, ProsperityMint.com, Prosperity Mint. Okay, so want to once again welcome the world of YouTube, the University of YouTube, to some of the classes that the professors here at Black Talk Radio Network will be teaching. You will be introduced to some of the people here at Tando Radio Show. That's THANDO Radio Show. And I think it's going to be a great opportunity to do it. And I'm all for, having stuff on Facebook. YouTube. I was kind of, before I joined BTR, Black Talk Radio Network, I was thinking about doing YouTube videos, but then I said, nah, I'm not going to do it, because I'm a very private and selective person. But right now, it's so important that we expand our overall outreach, and I'm glad that Scotty did do it. Usually, that's not something I would have done on my own, only because I'm very, very, very private. But in the interest of Black Talk Radio Network, it was a superb, brilliant, good move that's necessary. And I'm looking forward to doing shows and exposing more of ourselves to what's going on. Because as my man Scotty says, resistance is victory. That is so, so true. And we're going to have resistance. There's a lot of victories that we're going to need in the coming future. So let's jump into what's in the news. I'm going to pick up where we left off from yesterday. There was a couple of articles that weren't up that I do want to actually lead you to. And I'm going to go down and then do just that, because there were some very, very important articles. And I no longer post inside of FedBook, but I did post one article there because it was just too important. And I didn't actually get to talk about some of those articles yesterday. Okay, so, oh man, I can't this is in Russian. Not going to be able to read those. But if you are in BTR, I posted a couple of stories. One from interfax.ru, RU is for Russia, and it is actual story, and there was three stories that I posted about the training that the Russian emergency response, the Russian Ministry of Defense and Emergency Response is holding drills starting today, October the 4th, where they're going to be moving or having the means to be able to shelter 40 million people in bunkers. Why? Because the World War III is here and is going to expand into global nuclear war one. So that was one of the articles that was there, and then it was also verified by RT, the Russian version of RT. You would just have to click on the story and you would turn it, right-click it for English. Next article came from Reuters. We didn't get to talk about this. Chinese yuan joins the elite club of IMF reserve currency. Very, very important. Also, Business Insider, China yuan officially joins the SDR. We'll talk about that a little bit later. And there's one other article that didn't get to talk about yesterday. Here it comes. It is... Oh, yeah, we did that one. Okay, so we're pretty much... Oh, this was a really good one. We missed this one. This was it. And it was this one came from CNBC. It says, Deutsche Bank really isn't like Lehman. It's more like Bear Stearns. Very, very important. I don't anticipate that Deutsche Bank will be around much longer and is actually starting to have cross-pollination into the European banking sectors that will spread to the U.S. Okay, so let's jump into further some of the things that's in the news for today that we posted. First story comes from CNBC Reuters. U.S. will pay the price for putting anti-missile systems in South Korea, Beijing says. The South Sea of China and the Korean Peninsula itself is all destabilizing quickly and is going to move into all-out confrontation. Also, to confirm that, from Reuters, China paper says the U.S., South Korea will pay the price for planned missile systems. Beijing, the United States, and South Korea are destined to pay the price for their decision to deploy an advanced missile defense system, which will inevitably prompt a counterattack, China Topo newspaper said on Saturday. Growing, growing, growing. Next article came from Business Insider. Russia deploys advanced missile defense system to Syria after talks with the U.S. have failed. And really what has happened is quite far worse. And then the article says quickly, on Monday, the same day that the U.S. and Russia suspended bilateral talks over the fate of Syria, Russia deployed its advanced SA-23 Gladiator missile defense system to Syria, U.S. officials told Foxless and Clueless News. Right along with Cerebrally Naive Network. You know who they are. Okay, next article came from Sputnik News. Al-Nusra front shells the Russian embassy in Damascus. So the Russian embassy was actually shelled today. And that is by the CIA-funded, directed, trained, operated proxy war military unit that is known as Al-Nusra has attacked and shelled the Russian embassy in Damascus. Not surprised, because this is what you do in war. And these things are going to only to grow and get much, much larger, and the overall impact will be huge. It will be global. Next article came from Press TV. The first U.S. warship in Vietnam since the war, two U.S. naval warships have docked at the Vietnamese naval base, the first such port of call since the normalization of relations 21 years ago. The submarine tender, the USS Frank Cable, and guided missile destroyer John S. McCain entered a deep water base in Camera Bay in Hanoi, Providence on Sunday. The Navy said in a statement on Tuesday, and I know China is pissed about that. And just so you know, the USS John S. McCain is not the after the senator is actually, I think this one is after his father or his grandfather. So they were military admirals in the Navy, and this dude John McCain now, and you know what, I think it's so ironic. I don't hope that this happens, but I can definitely see that this can happen. And I just thought about this. You send the John McCain down to the South Sea of China. It starts to do freedom of navigation patrols within the confines that that the Chinese government says that they will not allow the U.S. military to actually do the freedom of navigation patrols. And then all of a sudden, you have this, who I call the Tyrannosaurus Rex of the Senate, this warmongering neo-Nazi, in my opinion, neocon, John McCain, who actually said during two Fridays ago, when General Dunford of the Joint Chief of Staff says if they do a no-fly zone in Syria, that means that they are at war with Syria and with Russia. And this numbnut says, no, that doesn't mean we're at war, because he knows that what happened and he wants to do this. And as we talked about yesterday, he's been one that's always been supporting the so-called Free Syrian Army. There's nothing free about them. There's nothing Syrian about them at all.
Brother Dave.
But I think it's real. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
I mean, those photos circulating of him with members of al-Nusra are real. And they can say that, oh, he did not know who they were or this or that. Come on, he's a U.S. senator. He has security.
Right.
You mean to tell me they not going to vet people? They just going to, in that part of the world, you just going to let whoever get close to? No, I'm not buying that.
And not only that, he's on the Armed Service Committee. So he gets all of the secret intelligence. Get out of here. Exactly, Scotty. And he was there with the Free Syrian Army when they wanted to say that that Assad was using chemical weapons. He was the one that was doing. He and Lindsey Graham of South Carolina were always been the warmongers that they've been in. Scotty, now check this out. This is the ironic thing about this. This dude has been trying to get the U.S. in the war in Syria, because I think he's going to be directly benefiting from the daggone natural gas pipeline. And the U.S., if they don't get into a war with Syria and cut and get rid of Assad and put their puppet person inside, the U.S. is done economically. That's the real reason why they're there and they've been trying to get there for so long, because it's essential to Saudi Arabia and to Qatar and to the United States economically. They're all broke now. So this dude has been saber rattling for so long to get the U.S. into the U.S. military and to engage the Syrian military and to decapitate the Assad government, even by going through Russia. Isn't it ironic that the Navy sends now the USS John S. McCain, after his father, goes to the South Sea of China, and China has the stingray, sunburn anti-aircraft carrier and the ability to sink a guided missile destroyer. I do not want that to happen. But let me tell you something about these neocons and these neo-Nazis. These people always want war. They always have a false flag. And wouldn't it be more than ironic if that John McCain is hit, sunk, damaged, or destroyed in the South Sea of China? This dude will go nuts. And this was how they start wars. I wouldn't be surprised if the overall charges, the strategically placed C4 is placed on the John McCain already, just waiting for it to get in the South Sea of China and then to have that thing explode. I wouldn't be surprised. Because this is, they know that they'll be able to actually get that war started, because they'll say that China sunk it, or this country sunk it, or that country sunk it.
Another and Gulf of Tonkin. Another Gulf of Tonkin.
Yes, yes. And so I wouldn't put it past this numbnut sending a commissioned naval vessel after part of members of his family. And I can't remember on this one. I know this too. There's the submarine, and then there's the guided missile destroyer. One is after the father, and one is after the dad. I think, can't remember, but the grandfather, and one is after the dad. I wouldn't be surprised or put it past them. And if it happens, I don't want that to happen, but this is how they do. This is what they do. So today's show, we're going to be talking about what you should be thinking about and know before the war kicks off. That's going to be today's show. And also next article posted from Business Insider: watching Iranian-backed militia missile strike that prompted the U.S. destroyer to head to Yemen. On Saturday, a guided missile struck the United Arab's HSV Swift, a high-speed ferry formerly operated by the U.S. Navy off the coast of Yemen, prompting the U.S. to respond with two guided missiles, destroyers, and an amphibious transport dock ship from the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower Carrier Group. So this, and that also came from Foxless Clueless News. So the overall stage for things to really turn up, and then you can see it right there. Check out that article from Business Insider. Next article, very, very important, extremely important, came from the Washington Post. Here we go again. Obama administration considering strikes on Assad again. The U.S. military strikes against the Assad regime will be back on the table Wednesday at the White House when top national security officials in the Obama administration are set to discuss options for the way forward in Syria. But there's a little proposal President Obama will ultimately approve. There's a little prospect that President Obama will ultimately approve them. And what is happening now, ladies and gentlemen, they want to attack Assad directly. And that is going to bring about direct military conflict with Russia. Now, in this Washington Post article, they talk about, they're saying, and also what came, no, it didn't say it in this article, but also what came out while I was watching CNBC, there was a news flash that Lurch, John Kerry, I call him Lurch from the Adams family, said that Syria is Russia is hiding information that the Syrian government is attacking civilians with chemical weapons. This is really getting more than out of hand, and it is the truth and the things that you need to really, really prepare yourself for. So we'll take a look at that in today's show. Next article comes from the Australian National Review. Libya's invasion launched to prevent pan-African currency. This was done, and this was found out, well, I'll tell you where it was, the Australian National Review. A declassified email revealed that Libya was invaded due to fears that Muammar Gaddafi would establish a pan-African currency based on the country's gold dinar. The email was sent on April the 2nd of 2011 to Hillary Clinton, who was then the Secretary of the United States, revealed that the Libyan government had gold and silver worth over $7 billion. So this was a part of the email thing. And if you know anything about Gaddafi, we talked about it. We talked just about that. This goes back for a long, long time, and why he was known as a arch enemy of the overall system of the petrodollar and the reserve currency status of the United States. And that's why that went down. And we're going to rehash those because we've done a couple of shows on that. We start with that and we end with that because that is so important. So very, very true. And I would just tell you that they always talk about the gold of everything. They don't tell you of the silver, which is much more important than gold itself. Next article, really quickly. There was a, before we get into one more. Nope, that was going to be it. That was what's in the news. So those are some very important topics we're going to get into today's show. Some of the things that you should be thinking about and know before the war kicks off, which it already has kicked off. There's a couple of things that we're going to bring to your attention. Listen, everyone, there's a short 30-minute video that we'll play. And what I want to do is I definitely want to hear from you today. Don't wait until the end of the show to call in. Call in way before Brother Roz, call in way before everyone else, call in way before the end of the show so that we can talk about some of the things that you need to be doing. And I want to give a list of some things that I think you should be having and know about and start to preparing for those things. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. This is brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, don't hesitate, don't wait. Give us a call at 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#, and hit *61. I will see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up. Also, Brother Davis, please give us a call and quickly. So if you're going to do Wise Wednesdays with Brother Davis, very, very important, especially now, give us a call as well. So don't hesitate, give us a call. Then we're going to get into today's show. Probably what I will do is I want to play this video really, really quickly so that then we can start talking about preparing and some of the things you need to have and read some very important information. And there's one or two articles I'm going to read just before we go once we come out of the break. You're listening to the Tando Radio Show brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Media Project funds the use of new media technology in efforts to restore independent Black voices to the myriad of issues affecting Afro-descendant people all over the planet. If media can control the minds of the masses, as Malcolm X once said, then you must ask yourself, who is in control of the media targeting the masses of Black people today? Help bring back independence, self-determination, and respect for Black culture in the production of global media by joining the effort to crowdfund new Black media for the new millennium. Visit blacktalkmediaproject.org for more information on how you can invest in public Black radio for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. If you'd like to get in contact with us or call into the show, don't hesitate, don't wait until the end of the show. Call in earlier. The number is, you can give us a call at 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 5490-32#, and hit *61. I'll see you in queue, and definitely we'll bring you up. Very, very important. So what I want to do is that we're going to play a quick video. It's like 30 minutes, so it'll take us to the top of the hour. Then the rest of the last hour of the show, we are going to be talking about how some of the things that you should be doing to prepare and some of the things that you should be acquiring. Very, very important. So I just want to start with this old video just to get you to see how fast things can happen. Okay, now some of the equipment that they're talking about here, this was before the treaties, the SALT II treaty and everything else, the disarmament of the nuclear warheads and things in the treaties that the U.S., Russia had agreed to, and they started to disassemble some of those things. Some of those and some of the actual nuclear capabilities are no longer, they're old and outdated, but they're still, you know, they're still, some of it is still around. Has been replaced with new technology and everything else. So just wanted to give you that heads up and that clue. So let's get to this video. I want you to pay close attention and I want you to open up your mind. It's not about being afraid of anything. It's about accepting the realities of where the heck we were, where the heck we are and where we're going and where we are coming from, because that is very critical to how we got to where we are. So let's really pay attention, then come back. I want you to think about some things, and then I want you to start to conceptualize your response to this and how you're going to protect yourself, your family, and our overall community, because that is the only assurances that there will be any form of appropriate response or protection. So here we go.
Yeah, I think it's about 30 seconds of dead air there, so it will start up.
I'm going to try to fast forward. You think I should fast? Yeah, I remember that, Scotty. I'm going to fast forward a little bit. Oops.
There you go. Oh, okay. I think that was the beginning right there.
It would come as a surprise. The secure communication system transmitting to the Ohio-class U.S. submarine fleet.
I went too far. Let me go back and just do it. Oops. I'm gonna stop. Sorry, guys. Here we go. Oh, shoot. I messed up. All right. I'm not going to touch it, Scotty. I'll just let it run. While it's doing that, I think it's one of the things that you definitely need to do is have a plan for your children. Have a plan to have an appropriate response to any form of adversity that you have never been accustomed to before. And that is not a matter of you being fearful. That's you anticipating what happens. So here's the video, and then we'll talk about it right after. Did I do something?
It would come as a surprise. The secure communication system transmitting to the Ohio-class U.S. submarine fleet would be the first to receive the command. Patrolling both the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans, they are undetected. Fourteen of the 18 warships are equipped with 24 Trident missiles each, Trident 1s and Trident 2s. The remaining four are armed with 154 Tomahawk cruise missiles, which can be outfitted with nuclear warheads. The fleet as a whole represents half of the United States' strategic thermonuclear capability. A single Trident II missile is equipped with up to 8 nuclear warheads aboard a multiple independently targetable reentry vehicle, or MIRV. single W-88 warhead delivers the equivalent of 475 kilotons of TNT. In the case of a full deployment, the United States could unleash over 400 such missiles with between 6 and 8 warheads each. From the time of launch, it can take less than 10 minutes for an SLBM to reach its target, or as little as 5 minutes if it is flown on a depressed trajectory. This allows a very short margin for reaction. Early warning radar systems in Russia, China, and elsewhere immediately detect the missile plume. They can determine the trajectory and intended target of the missiles. Minutes fracture into seconds. This is not a test. This is not scheduled. Russian nuclear command and control systems, carried over from the Soviet era, leave little time to opt out or delay a full-fledged response. Within 50 seconds, the missile has peaked above the Earth's atmosphere. It reaches its top speed. The engine drops off. The bus releases multiple warheads as well as decoys. The radar systems on the ground are overwhelmed and unable to differentiate the two when they are in post-boost phase. Re-entering the atmosphere, the decoys burn off, and the warheads enter their terminal phase. It will be less than 180 seconds before they touch down.
Dave, are you having some issues with the...
No, sorry, Scotty. I forgot myself off. I stopped it. I purposely wanted to stop. Thanks, Scotty. Sorry about that. I forget sometimes. I purposely stopped the recording there for just to say this. We are at the 5-minute mark in the recording. And since it started until right now, that's how long it would take for a submarine somewhere relatively near Russia to deploy an ICBM and for it to now have struck, just in sense, in that amount of time. That's what we're dealing with. I wanted to make that point to you all of how fast these things can happen. And in looking at it, how fast they will happen. And this is the reason why you need not to delay in preparing for what we're going to be faced with. Let's get back to the video.
that goes off in full in the first shot. Now you have in the submarines, you have the warheads you have not yet discharged. Those go along the way as a second wave. After that, you're pretty much out of weapons. After which, most everybody is dead. Most logistical systems are dead, non-functional. You have a situation where the effect of this kind of firing creates a continuing effect which may go for several years. Now, instead of having one bomb, which is it's a nuclear super bomb with thermonuclear implications. Now, imagine you have the same kind of thing, or less, and you have not one big bomb. You have a whole barrage of such things. The exchange involves Russia. It involves China, which has a very significant thermonuclear arsenal. It implicitly involves India. It involves the United States. It involves the extermination, virtually, of Western Europe. And this is what Obama represents. It's what he's intended. This is the end of civilization.
The flash was unimaginably bright. As the rain fell, the wind grew stronger and stronger, and suddenly, probably because of the tremendous convection set up by the blazing city, a whirlwind ripped through the park. They all felt terribly thirsty, and they drank from the river. At once they were nauseated and began vomiting, and they retched the whole day. Others were also nauseated, probably because of the strong odor of ionization, an electric smell given off by the bomb's fission. It was very crowded, and to distinguish the living from the dead was not easy, for most of the people lay still with their eyes open. You reached down and took a woman by the hands, but her skin slipped off in huge, glove-like pieces. Those who had their faces upturned when the bomb went off, they were all in exactly the same nightmarish state. Their faces were wholly burned. Their eye sockets were hollow. The fluid from their melted eyes had run down their cheeks. Their mouths were mere swollen, pus-covered wounds, which they could not bear to stretch enough to admit the spout of a teapot.
Okay, now, one of the reasons why, because I'm going to post this video inside, because it has long pauses. I'm going to post this video inside so that you can see it yourself.
The current population is 7 billion persons. The current global nuclear arsenal is approximately 5,000 megatons. After a full nuclear exchange and the immediate loss of life at the points of direct impact and surrounding fallout zones, the ongoing environmental, climatic, and social consequences continue for years. The dust and soot picked up from fires, burning cities, and other target sites has been compared to a volcanic eruption, but far more long-lasting. A regional nuclear conflict, employing only 0.3% of the global nuclear arsenal, would potentially result in 1 to 5 million metric tons of black carbon that would be spewed into the Earth's atmosphere. A spring or summer attack, or an attack in the extended region of the subtropics, would inevitably cause the smoke injections to heat, absorbing shortwave radiation, and to rise. Within a week, what is not washed out immediately in black rain has risen through the troposphere and into the upper stratosphere, where it will remain for many years. The smoke cloud and the absorption of residual particles plunges global surface temperatures. While a regional nuclear exchange could result in global surface temperatures decreasing by 2 degrees Celsius, a large-scale nuclear conflict could alter these temperatures by negative 7 degrees or more. In the depth of the last ice age, some 18,000 years ago, the temperature difference from today was negative 5 degrees. Famine for billions of people far from the target zones would be the result of a negative 2-degree change. Growing seasons would be shortened by nearly 3 weeks, wiping out crops. A change in 5 degrees would sufficiently ruin Canadian agriculture entirely. If world grain reserves were not destroyed in the initial exchange, reserves would last for 71 days, with little, if any, means of transportation. The global hydrological cycle would be disrupted due to the rapid climate change, and global precipitation would likely drop by 45%. The total integrated dose of radiation to living things could reach up to half the level of lethality for human beings, even in regions of the world outside the war latitudes. Nuclear installations were targeted, including plants, fuel cycle installations, and waste dumps, and nuclear materials were vaporized, it would create a very long-lasting impact on survivors. These are only the projected consequences, but it has been said that the effects of a nuclear war that cannot be calculated are just as important as those for which estimates exist. Both, however, are subject to very large uncertainties. These estimated consequences have, so far, survived the scrutiny of scientists in the East and West for the past 30 years.
Okay, so those were some of the
full-scale commitment to an attack on the entire Eurasian continent, especially the Asian side. And it's a military operation with a full panoply of every kind of weapon for general, and essentially a nuclear warfare capability, with all components, submarines, various kinds of ships, a vast accumulation of U.S. troops in that whole region, with auxiliary side in. You're looking at World War III, and nothing less than that.
And one of the the thing about this is that you've heard me for so long. We're talking between the words. Like I said, I post this inside of Panda.
U.S. President Barack Obama inaugurated a Pacific Century, or a Pacific Pivot, which expands U.S. military presence in the naval theaters of the Pacific and Indian Oceans. This expansion has been seen as an attempt to contain China and erode its regional sovereignty by building up a presence in bordering territories. Barack Obama's rebalance to the Pacific includes plans that would take effect over the coming years to station 4 littoral combat ships in Singapore, to obtain increased U.S. access to the Australian naval base at Perth, and increase troop levels at Darwin to 2,500 troops. There are also plans to expand troops in South Korea to 28,500, to expand troop presence in Guam, the Philippines, Japan, and to maintain the forward deployment of U.S. aircraft carriers in that theater. China has responded to increased U.S. presence in the Pacific with the Area Denial Anti-Access Strategy, Chinese military measures to keep adversaries out of strategic territory bordering their country,
a no-fly zone,
in particular the East China Sea. In addition, the Pacific strategy also includes a missile defense shield, which would be on the soil of South Korea, Japan, and Australia, targeting Asia and the Middle East. As a response to what was seen as an Asia-Pacific arms race, Chinese press indicated that to improve its security, China would upgrade its nuclear weapon capability. They would also develop offensive nuclear-powered submarines with ballistic missile capabilities sufficient to break the interception capability of the U.S. missile defense system. In the spring of 2012, there was further warning that an overarching missile defense system would force China to change its long-held nuclear policy, that China would revisit its policy of no first use, and if threatened, would consider an offensive nuclear strike.
We've begun a review that will identify our most important strategic interests and guide our defense priorities and spending over the coming decade. So here's what this region must know. As we end today's wars, I have directed my national security team to make our presence and mission in the Asia-Pacific a top priority. As a result, reductions in U.S. defense spending will not, I repeat, will not come at the expense of the Asia-Pacific. My guidance is clear. As we plan and budget for the future, we will allocate the resources necessary to maintain our strong military presence in this region.
Since the 2009 inauguration of the Obama administration, plans for the European phased adaptive approach have continued and escalated in spite of Russian offers of a joint ABM system. In May 2012, NATO announced that phase one of that system was operational. Phase one includes the deployment of ballistic missile defense systems along the perimeter of Russia. As part of phase one, the United States has deployed a missile defense radar to Turkey. As of March 2011, an Aegis ship with BMD capabilities was deployed to the Mediterranean Sea, where it currently maintains a presence. An agreement was reached with Romania to host a U.S. land-based BMD interceptor site. Agreements were also reached with Poland to host a similar site. The existing naval facility in Rota, Spain, also agreed to host 4 U.S. Aegis destroyers, each with BMD capabilities and equipped with Tomahawk missiles, able to deliver both conventional and nuclear warheads. responding to the inauguration of Phase 1, Chief of the General Staff of the Russian Armed Forces, General Nikolai Makarov, warned that while a joint U.S.-Russia development of a BMD system was an option that should be pursued, the continued buildup of a BMD system on Russia's border was seen as a threat to Russian security and a provocation. The military would, therefore, consider a preemptive strike against the sites from Kaliningrad using Iskander missiles, truck-mobile, nuclear-capable tactical missiles with a range of up to 400 kilometers.
Размещение новых ударных вооружений на юге и северо-западе России для огневого поражения комплексов противоракетной обороны, включая развертывание ракетного комплекса «Искандер» в Калининградской области, представляет собой один из возможных вариантов разрушения инфраструктуры в Европе.
Russian is basically saying that they're not going to put up with these missile defense that's being put placed there. And believe me, in my opinion, they're going to preemptively attack those at the appropriate time. But you're seeing that this isn't what they're reading. This is just my overall estimation of things. And I'll tell you in a minute, because it's about to end. I've got like 10 more minutes. Some very important things were disclosed here. Doesn't look like Barack is going to be leaving, y'all. He
demonstrated at Brussels early in February 2012 that while Russia and China abstained from giving their support to UN Resolution 1973, they would forcefully draw the line on Syria and implicitly on Iran. That future interventions or regime change operations in violation of the United Nations' professed commitment to defend the sovereignty of all independent states would no longer be tolerated and would be countered by force if necessary.
Okay, let's go to this commercial break. Sorry about the pauses. Very important stuff. That's being put out, and this is done by some of the LaRouche people. So let's go to a commercial break. When we come back, we'll pick back up and end this out, and then we'll get into today's show. At any time, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound. You're listening to Tando Radio, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Момент, такие действия, которые подрывают государственный суверенитет, могут закончиться.
I would read this to you, but I can't see the video because my, you know, my internet is bad here, so I wouldn't be able to subtitle it for you all. But I will post this inside of Tando. You need to see this for yourself and BTR. Very, very important. Basically, the Russians are not going to back down. They're going to defend Assad.
In a speech at the 18th General Assembly of the United Nations, President John Kennedy warned, even little wars are dangerous in a nuclear world. Today it has been through the hardline preventive actions taken by the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff and the Russian military and political leadership that have held back the tides of a threatened international conflict. Simultaneous with these delays, the economic conditions in the transatlantic have deteriorated to the point of imminent breakdown, while the Eurasian region has enjoyed relative prosperity in comparison.
Until the Ukraine incident happened.
Since the hyperinflationary measures started in 2008 and continue unabated to this day, the transatlantic economies are in ruins and no longer maintain the semblance of economic power they had 30 years ago. Similarly, NATO no longer maintains the military power it had during the Cold War. Only the United Kingdom, France, and the United States, among the NATO countries, maintain their own nuclear arsenal. France is believed to have a nuclear stockpile of 300 warheads. And Britain maintains a stockpile of 225 with 160 active nuclear warheads. Britain, France, and the United States, after their cooperative mission to eliminate the Libyan head of state, are currently the most emphatic to end the regime of Bashar al-Assad in Syria, despite the line drawn by Russia. This enthusiasm from the West has taken the form of openly arming barbaric opposition groups. They have claimed the right to enforce humanitarian intervention policies of the type championed by Iraq War architect Tony Blair. And from the United States, President Obama is escalating the propaganda campaign to establish the pretext for a full-fledged U.S.-led military intervention into Syria and beyond.
That a red line for us is we start seeing a whole bunch of chemical weapons moving around or being utilized. That would change my calculus. That would change my equation.
If world war were the intention, a Middle East attack would immediately engage the world powers of Russia and China. Inevitably, the United States would employ the greatest assets of its nuclear arsenal.
The trajectory of a ballistic missile launched from the Pacific Ocean or Atlantic Ocean, the normal patrol areas of the Ohio-class submarine, would most likely cross China or Russia, assuming the target to be somewhere in the Middle East or Asia in general. This has two significant implications. First, the U.S. would have to inform Russia or China of its intentions prior to initiating a strike from a submarine, if either of those two nations was not the intended target, which blunts the effectiveness of the strike. Second, the launch acts as a datum for the submarine itself. If the launch platform is also carrying nuclear weapons, the effect of launching a missile makes the entire submarine and its nuclear payload more vulnerable. Assuming that other nations have been informed of an intention to launch a strike from a ballistic missile submarine, this may have
muted
an opportunity to actually destroy the submarine. For these two reasons, it is unlikely that any U.S. president will execute a non-nuclear strike from an Ohio-class submarine on strategic deterrent patrol.
And if you think about it, this is the exact scenario that has been put into place for a while. And it was done by, in a very cynical way, by deception of...
At the commencement of the August 1983 Ariche Conference on the technological basis on which to build peace, Chairman Antonino Zucchi spoke of the consequences to humanity and the planet as a whole if a personality came on the scene foolish enough to provoke a worldwide thermonuclear confrontation. He He warned that in history, fools have never been lacking. Sooner or later, in 10, 20, or maybe 100 years, a fool will come forth. When the fool appears on the scene, mankind will find itself with hundreds of millions of dead, with the ozone layer destroyed by 50%, with the average temperature of the planet lowered by at least 7 degrees, with an enormous amount of radioactivity about, and with mountains of ashes instead of the vast treasures accumulated in centuries of laborious and intelligent activity in all parts of the world. When dealing at the level of thermonuclear war, these decisions ultimately fall to the personalities of the heads of state involved. When the American people chose Dwight D. Eisenhower to lead the nation, it was his handling of the Suez Crisis which drew us back from what would have inevitably escalated into nuclear war. When the American people selected John F. Kennedy to be commander-in-chief, it was his commitment to survival and progress and peace that guided his hand in dealing with Soviet Premier Nikita Khrushchev in Cuba, in Berlin, and in securing a nuclear test ban treaty. Today, the American people have chosen Barack Obama, who, at the earliest phase of his presidency, was already moving the apparatus into place that could and would trigger a worldwide nuclear holocaust.
Obama, on his part, is clinically insane. His state of mind, as manifest, is that of a clinically insane person. And to clinical insanity of the Nero type. So therefore, he is in a mood and on a road toward his own self-annihilation, whether as a personality or even more drastic measures. That is coming. This man is a type who is capable of suicide. This may be the first clear suicide case in the U.S. presidency. He's in the direction of getting there. Whether he actually gets there, the fact remains, he's now developing rapidly in that direction.
All right, everyone, so I wanted to end it there. Sorry about the double feeding of the video and some of the breaks, because my internet here was a little bit slow, wasn't able to keep up. But let me just say this. Regardless of how you feel about the celebrity figureheads of the heads of state, let me tell you something about these people. One of the things that you can never do is you can never put them in the same contents of the character of yourself or the overall moral convictions that you have. And from the very start, it was the perfect plan to get us to the point of where we are right now. Because in my opinion, it was strategically from the selection, from the very selection of the celebrity figurehead that you have now, who makes no decisions. But what it does is it offers those that do make decisions cover and concealment from the general population. So they will give you someone to look at, and they will use that person, and they've done that throughout history, because all war is lies and deception. But I will tell you, every cent the celebrity figurehead who happens to be the CEO of the United States has been in office, there's been a move to get a world war started, undeniable. Libya, Iraq, now Syria, and more importantly, one with nuclear-capable countries. The Ukraine is a roadway to Russia and the South Sea of China and the drafting of your daughters. This was all methodically put together with someone that the whole nation could see as smart, articulate, mild-mannered, and one that would engage in peace. And he slapped you in the face with giving a peace prize in his first term. And what did China do? China warned you that this was never about peace. And they went off into the Channel Islands off of Catalina in that area of California the day that the celebrity figurehead was supposed to win a Nobel Peace Prize. And they shot off a cruise missile from a submarine. That was your first clue. And ever since then, from Syria, said that he had a red line, and he's always established a red line. Why would someone ever establish a red line? Because they want that line to be crossed so that they can say, this is why we're doing what we're doing. The falsehoods and the lie about Syria using chemical weapons in 2011 almost brought very close to where the U.S. was going to carry out airstrikes against Assad. And Russia and China said that they won't stand for it. At the last minute, Britain said no. Now, at this time, they won't ask Britain. This is why I always said that I don't think that there may be an election, but there won't be a change of power. I don't even think that we have time to an election now. This was a very smart and methodical plan to deceive people into thinking things were all right when the hell they weren't. South Sea of China, the Baltic states, the Arctic, the Bering Strait, Djibouti, the Middle East, Syria, throughout the world. And what they did was they realized from establishing this way before, the plan has already been decided who was going to be the celebrity figurehead selected long before. So, I want to read something really quickly to you all. And here it is. It comes from an author of a famous Russian writer of Chechen background, and he lives in St. Petersburg, the same place where Vladimir Putin comes from. War always starts unexpectedly. The deepest dreams occur before dawn. People can't believe that their peaceful lives are over. On June 22nd, 1941, the Soviet nation was more sure than ever that war wouldn't happen. It was clear to everyone that sooner or later they would have to fight the fascist beast, but not today, not tomorrow. German troops along our borders were just a training. The main thing was not to induce panic or respond in a provocative way. Knowing the inevitable, a human heart desperately clings to the hope that the storm will pass. The enemy always takes advantage of this, attacking when they least expect it. Many, and I want to stop here, many people here in the United States have no clue as to what's going on. Even though Lurch, Lady Dude, Samantha, Man Pals has been saber rattling, John Terra Dr. McCain and Lindsey Crazy Graham has been trying to move into a confrontation, military confrontation with Russia and with China in a scorched earth policy. And I will tell you that the overall tactical arsenal has changed since the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. and even in the 90s. They have tactical nuclear weapons now that can be strategically used in a more effective and efficient way that still has some of the collateral damage but doesn't have the overwhelming eco damage, environmental damage. And that's what I think we're really going to see. So the article continues. Today, NATO troops are doing and carrying out training exercises along our borders. He's talking about in Russia. There are increasingly numbers of NATO military bases around Russia. The Federal Republic of Germany accepts a new military doctrine that Russia is an enemy. Repeating statements by ambassadors and other representatives of the Federal Republic of Germany, words for word, saying you simply misunderstood the German word. It does not mean enemy. This is how they refer to a friend. But training exercises are going on our border, and it's no big deal. No one is planning to attack. War will never happen. Don't panic. Don't respond. Locking arms in a safe warehouse and giving the keys to Germany ambassadors to avoid the temptations to respond. At the end of the last century, the nations of the Soviet state losing their motherhood sense in a disaster in the air. However, until the last minute, they didn't believe things would go as they did, that the Nazis would seize power on the outskirts, terrorists would be penetrating our house, war would break out here and there. They would kill ordinary people, soldiers, civilians, bandits, the rich, and would make deals with each other, sell and buy. Each other, real aircraft would take off, real arms would be unleashed and used in towns and villages, mountains and forests, not somewhere else far away, but here on our land, where state farms, factories, pioneer camps once stood, and only one flag, the red one, flew. But it all happened. The country broke apart. And in a frantic annihilation. Now, wanted to say that real quick and read that to you, because Russia is well aware of what NATO has been trying to do. And this is why they have prepared their people, and no one here has been prepared. As of today, there were multiple air command, nuclear air command planes that took off from within the continental United States, they were in the Chicago area, that were placed in air, and also in one other place, I forgot, I got to pull up the information and I'll let you all know, I'll post it inside of Tando, but probably something that was very telling was that the Boeing P-8 Poseidons were actually taking off from Jacksonville area today, heading towards the Atlantic. And why is this so important? These P-8 Poseidons are sub-hunters and sub-killers. I know. When I was in the military, there were P-3 Orions. And the P-8 Poseidons has taken over that job because it's a jet now. And their job is to find submarines, preferably nuclear-capable submarines, detect them and destroy them. with weapons of the highest grade. Why is this so essential, folks? Because the United States has just severed ties, diplomatic ties, to settle any disagreement in Syria. And now they want to say that they, now they're saying that they are going to attack the Assad government, bomb the Assad government, which will bring it into direct conflict, military conflict with Russia and with China. While those countries have been preparing their citizens because they are going to win, no one here has been preparing you at all on an official governmental level. Because, ladies and gentlemen, they want to use you as the slaughter lamb. It's my opinion, based off of my overall understanding of how wars using nuclear technology works. And without saying too much, it's extensive. These moves that we are seeing are placement for strategical preemptive attack or situations that will cause that. So now, what we need to do is we need to talk about a couple of things that you should be doing and what you should be acquiring now. Because you may like the guy that you have in the celebrity figure here, but he don't give a darn about you. And I'm going to tell you, that was been the greatest surprise for many that were here. It was the perfect scenario and deception. Many will be ambushed, and I hope it won't be you. So we're going to I want to bring up a couple of things that I think that you should be acquiring. And one of the things I wanted to play that, because, and just before we left yesterday's show, you have to get some things that are not required to be, that are does not need the grid to work, because in a nuclear exchange, the electronic magnetic pulse, EMP, will take out the grid. You have to go back to the old way of doing things. You need old tools. You need things of the past before electricity was prevalent. You need lanterns. You need lamps. You need heating oil. You need heating fire oil for your fire lamps. You definitely need water purification. You need seasoned wood. And you need to start thinking about these things so that you can start to come together with putting them, thinking about where you can acquire them. I have a whole list of about 100 things that you wish you had stored. I will post inside of BTR. And just, I'm going to go across a couple of things. You're going to want oil lamps with wicks and lantern fluid and fuel. Buy the clear oil. It's going to be scarce and going to be hard to find. You need Coleman fuel if you possibly can get it. You need a way to protect yourself. Guns, ammunition. Ammunition is more important than the gun itself in many prospects, because you can, there are plenty of guns. Ammunition is more important. You need hand can openers. Of course, you need rice and beans. You need salt. Salt is very key for dehydrating and for curing meat, if you happen to be able to partake in meat. You need vegetable oil for cooking. Charcoal. Charcoal is something that you need. You need to, and when you make it, you need, when you have a fire, you need to save your charcoal, because you can use that for water purification, and you can use charcoal also for other things. You're going to need water containers. You know, the plastic grade ones. This is where plastic will probably be very, very important. You need a survival guide. You need baby supplies for your for the babies. You also should be looking at not getting rid of any clothes that you have. Many of us like to donate clothes now. Now is the time to keep the clothes and to pass them around the family, especially shoes, washboards, cooking stoves, vitamins and mineral, all natural vitamin and minerals, not the synthetic ones. You need the female hygiene necessities. You're going to need the different seasonal garments for the weather, aluminum foil, gasoline, garbage bags, toilet paper. You're going to need non-hybrid, non-GMO seeds. Very, very important. And then you need to know when the appropriate time is to plant that. That is not the time to plant those in the beginning stages. If you do have a garden in the beginning stages of when this war kicks off, you need to cover your garden because it will attract unwanted attention. That's why you need canned goods and canned foods. I would definitely say pass up on the military MREs because they are very hard on your body. The older ones, like when the ones that Brother Davis had, were probably the C rations were some of the best ones. They got rid of those. Fire extinguisher, first aid kit, spices. I would say also you're going to need books. And if you can find some of the, if you can get a solar powered battery pack, that is great. And at the appropriate time, if you have a device where you can play old CD players, the small ones, you can have that, but you just have to protect it, keep it out of, you're going to have to put it in a Faraday cage because music will be a very, very important thing. Huge. So, listen, everyone, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to continue the conversation. Brother Davis is there. Brother Davis, give us a call after the commercial break. And then we're going to jump into a couple of more things that are out there. There is actually an app that I want you to take a look at, and it's called the Nuclear Map. So you can put your city in and see what the overall effective radius would be if certain cities, major cities, were attacked. So you can have some idea. It is not 100% proof positive working, but it is a resource and a tool. Listen, you're listening to the Tando Radio Show brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
Unmuted.
The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. And let me tell you, in this overall environment that's being pushed towards a war that will possibly have tactical nukes being used, your technology will mean nothing. Your technology will not offer you any form of assistance. It will be a burden. It will be rendered useless. The hardiness of your backbone will be everything in what you know. Your books will be your technology. The habits and the practices and the overall knowledge that you've acquired will reign supreme. Your technology will be null and void. That is a huge change that most of us is going to have a difficult time to adjust to, but because of the overall necessity of the matter, you will make that adjustment. So prepare for it now. So let's go to Brother Davis, who's in queue. Brother Davis, welcome to Tando Radio Show, brother.
It's always good to hear the voice of a friend, my friend.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
You know, Dave, you keep a very tight show. I'm really hoping that people are beginning to realize that everything that we have been giving them here are tools that they can utilize for the times that are to come. We can't predict exactly when, we can't predict exactly how, but we can tell you that if you would operate in some of the ideas and the tools that we've given you, you've improved your chances immensely. And I'm going to tell you something that does my heart good when I hear people call and I see them taking the responsibility of their own preparation and their own solution,
yes,
in the circumstance. So yeah, let's just know we're reaching some ears. That's definitely done. But I want to also add that we have to see beyond the dynamic of what's before us. Because anytime there was a great war, there was always a winner and there was always the spoils. Okay, so now let's look at this here from that aspect. If that is the case, you're going to watch the dismantling of white supremacy the way we have always known it to be. Why? Because it required a financial system in order to leverage all of the aspects of control. And that will be dismantled because the person who wins the war implements their program. So we're talking about the end of NATO as we know it. We're talking the end of the IMF as we know it. We're talking the end of the World Health Organization as we know it. And these are all tools that were used by these so-called institutions in order to leverage the world to the point that it's at. So there, by no means do I want you to think that everything is going to be gloom and doom. There's going to be a society that runs itself outside of the cities. The cities will be mostly where they'll focus their control. But outside the cities, there's going to be underground economies and everything going on. So there's going to be actually opportunities for us to take and live a quality of life to some degree until we can come up with a system of open government that everybody could follow. So therefore, for those of you who don't know, the United States Constitution has already been dismantled. And that's one of the reasons why police really can do whatever they want in some cases dealing with black people. The sad part about it is that a lot of people are talking about they have rights, but they don't respect the Constitution because they have been given new orders. All of that will change. So don't think for a minute that everything is going to be gloom and doom. I mean, look at the reality. War has perpetuated itself so much that a world war could take place and begin and end in a period of 2 or 3 days because they have the ability to cause so much devastation in such a short period of time. But then you may see humanity rise out of this and call a halt to it, just to the fact that one person has already leveraged the loser to the point where they don't have to disassemble them as much as they need to help them become part of a greater whole. Because, see, regardless of what happens, we're still humans. And that's the first order, to get humans back on the quest of saving humanity. Because as it stands right now, there's been a lot of damage done to the earth that we got a lot of work to do just to repair. And I don't know about all those of you who may have forgot about Fukushima. That's still alive and well. So there's a lot of things that need to be done. This is only a page in a moment in time. And our objective is to get through it so that we can get back to the work of the universe, or we will be the first inhabitants to have destroyed the world. So it's not all as bad as it looks. The show I'm going to be bringing you tomorrow night is going to deal with a lot of what Dave is talking about now. Preparedness, those things that you might have overlooked, how to see, scavenging is called how to see through the eyes of someone who looks knows what they're looking at. What do I mean by that? I mean, you might walk down the street and see a dirty sheet, but yet someone with eyes could see that dirty sheet as a strainer. They could see that dirty sheet as a tablecloth. They could see that dirty sheet as bandages. It just depends on how you see. So we're going to try to teach you to understand scavenging from the eyes of necessity. If you see string on the ground, you don't know the purposes of that string as it lays there, but it could be a fishing line, it could be a clothesline, it could be a tourniquet. See, these are what we're trying to do, is open your vision to understand that there may be something beyond what you see, and how can you change what you see to what you perceive beyond the moment that you see it. So believe me, this is not going to be a cakewalk, or it's not going to be a fun day in the park, but we can return to a quality of life, and that is right. Really the goal. So stay tuned, and keep Brother Dave and Black Talk Radio on your dial, because every channel offers you an opportunity to think in the direction of growth as a people. And when I say growth as a people, I mean to do your part to add to a greater whole. Okay, Brother Dave, I appreciate you. I'll sit back and listen, man.
Love you, Brother Davis. And you know, Brother Davis, as always, so true. It's, you know, the opportunity is greater than the threat if you prepare for it and position yourself to leverage that opportunity that are going to be coming. You will actually have... Yes, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, we got a question from the chat room. The YouTube chat room, to the people that's listening through the our YouTube channel, Black Talk Radio or Black Talk Media. I'll put that in the search engine. That'll take you to our channel, which has been up for quite some time, but we're just now incorporating live streaming. So we got people in the chat room, and you have a question from Sister Isa 2, who says, how do you protect yourself from radiation poison?
Oh, great, Sister Isa 2. Sister Isa, too, much love, much respect to you. Radiation. There are different ways that you can protect yourself from radiation. One of the things you can protect yourself from cesium-137 and some of the other heavy metals that are part of the radioactive fallout, and you want to do that by taking potassium iodine, and you want to get that now before this thing kicks off. Because when Fukushima happened, everyone in California, you couldn't find radioactive ice. I mean, you couldn't find potassium iodine anywhere. Get that now. And you can get it in the liquid form, in the pill form. That's number one. Number two, you want to detox your body of now. You want to go through heavy metal detoxing. There are clays that you can actually ingest. You just got to drink a lot of water that will help to get out a lot of the heavy metals. Now, when you talk about protecting yourself from radioactive radiation poisoning from. It depends on what type of radiation poisoning that you're trying to protect yourself from. As we always talk about here, and as Brother Davis just mentioned, we always talk about Fukushima, and I think that we're some of the only people that really continue to focus on Fukushima because it continues to emit radioactive isotopes in cesium and everything that, you know, that is so detrimental to our overall health that is destroying our overall immune system. So you want to protect your immune system, strengthen your immune system. Now, from the standpoint of protect yourself from radiation fallout as from a weapon-grade radiation fallout, you need to, one, know the wind direction. Two, you want to seek underground cover. And so the thing is that you don't want to get exposed to it because it's when we think about some of the things that we're going to be dealing with in a war scenario, like Brother David said, it could be 2 days or it could be 2 months or 3 months or 4 months. Or you can have a war where what they'll do is they'll first introduce depleted uranium. And so there's many, many forms. Your overall health of your immune system is the key, and you need to really look at how to how that is, how you're going to strengthen your immune system. You need to also get ingested into your system now colloidal silver. You need to have nanoparticle silver in your first aid cupboards. So one is you want to minimize your exposure to radiation by all costs. And then once you get exposed to radiation poisoning, depending on what type of radiation poisoning you have from Fukushima and things of that nature, but in a war scenario, one of the things about the fallout from the radioactive isotopes of the of the weapon grade, a lot of it is actually destroyed in the overall blast. But it's the constant bombardment of that starts to really destroy the overall, gets into the airways and starts to travel with the wind. So the one thing is that you need to be aware of your overall surroundings. You need to know what's around you city-wise, and you need to have you want to remove yourself as much as you possibly can out of Brother the overall Dave, exposure.
I would also recommend that while you still have access to the internet, and you could download a whole lot of this stuff, even Army survival training manuals on different stuff. Download that stuff while you can and print it out and tuck it away. But I just Googled how to treat radiation exposure, and the Mayo Clinic has a lot of great information, some of the stuff that David mentioned. And it also talks about if you have radiation sickness, you may need additional medications or interventions to treat bacterial infections, headaches, fevers, diarrhea, nausea, and vomiting, dehydration, so water is important, and burns as well. And so, you can find a wealth of information. That's why they call the internet the information highway. So I did post that in the YouTube chat room for those over there. But just Google how to treat radiation exposure.
Yeah, because
this is Brother Davis. I want to add something to that. I had a tidbit I was going to hold to tomorrow night's show, but I'm going to lay it out here for you tonight. Google Himalayan salt. Himalayan salt has 84 natural minerals and 84 of the particular irons and minerals that are on the periodical chart. So if you took some Himalayan salt and some distilled water, and you put, say, half a teaspoon of Himalayan salt and maybe 12 ounces of or 16 ounces of distilled water and let it sit for a 24-hour period, all of those natural minerals and iron are going to be a part of the salt that's dispersed in the water. And then drink that water, because that water is absorbed into your body right away, and your body can start utilizing those minerals and iron immediately, because one of the things that are going to work to your advantage in any circumstance is a strong immune system. And you're going to need these natural herbs and minerals in your body on a regular basis anyway. And food does not supply the herbs and minerals like it used to because of the quality of food today. So keep in mind, that's something you can do on your own. Don't take my word for it. I always say that. Google Himalayan salt, and most of it comes in red, pink, white, and literally it doesn't take a lot. It's the more natural is pink. It doesn't take a lot, but it must sit for a 24-hour period so that it releases all of the minerals and irons in the salt itself into the water, so that when you drink it, it literally is absorbed into your system. And another thing, if you drink a quart of this in the beginning of each day, it will literally detox your system. But you better have a place to go to the bathroom. That's the word. But understand, these are tools now that literally work to your advantage if you apply them in your daily lives. So keep staying tuned, because we will be coming up with more and more as we go along.
Hey, speaking of going to the bathroom, there is a dye that they use in paints. It's really dyes or pigments. They're called pigments. It's called Prussian blue, as in Russian, but with a P in front of it, Prussian blue. And it's a type of dye that binds to radioactive elements known as cesium and thallium. And the radioactive particles are then excreted in your feces, and that helps speed up the elimination of radioactive particles and reduces the amount of radiation cells may absorb. So that's just something simple right there, and it sounds like it works similar to what Brother Davis was just talking about.
Yeah, because it's the clays actually is what will get the heavy metals out of your body. Now, this is one of the things with radiation poisoning, is that one of the things that you have to do, especially for your thyroid, you can't wait until you've been exposed to the radiation, then take the potassium iodide. You actually have to saturate your thyroid before, because if you wait until you actually are exposed to the overall radioactive heavy metals or the isotopes, your thyroid will absorb the radioactive heavy metal, and then it will not allow the potassium iodine in. So you have to put the potassium iodine in almost before the events happen. So then it will only, because it will only allow one iodine at a time. And so what the thyroid does is that the thyroid will, once it gets an iodine in it, it will not allow the other one. And what happens with radiation, the thyroid thinks that the radioactive heavy metal or the isotopes of it is actually iodine. And once that gets into your thyroid, it doesn't matter what you do, you're not going to get that out of there, because it's only going to accept that. So you have to know when to take this stuff. When you don't wait until you're getting exposed to radiation, because it's too late. It's already in the air. It's already in your once your body, your thyroid absorbs it, it's not going to accept the potassium.
I mean, can't you get potassium in a supplement?
Yes, but it's not the same. You got to get potassium iodine. Now, what you also can do is that you can get kelp. Is also another iodine that protects your thyroid. But I would definitely say, like we talked about yesterday, don't get it out of the Pacific, because that kelp has already been actually compromised. So, hey, Scotty, I lost my feed. So if we have somebody that's in queue for the call, definitely would you bring it up?
Yeah, you're good. I mean, it's like 10 minutes left, so they did. But, okay. Yeah, we got 10 minutes. If you have a call, please get it in before the broadcast ends, but nobody presently.
Okay. Yeah, I totally lost everything. Everything went out on me. Sorry about that, guys. So, but, yes, that was that's what it is. And there are a lot of – now, I'm going to tell you, the key with the weapon grade form of radiation, let's say, because we're talking about the advent of war that they're already talking about, when they attack Assad, this is going to bring a war here. This will be the first time that the United States will ever see an attack from a named country outside of its borders. This is the first time, and it's going to happen. Why? Because they want it to happen. It serves their purpose. Now, some of the things that is critical is that you have to position yourself for this now. Not only do you need to protect your body, you actually need to protect your food source. You actually need to protect your food source. So, and also, after an attack, what you want to do is you don't want to just plant your garden in that ground that was actually exposed to the radioactive isotopes, because it will still be in the ground. You are actually going to have to get rid of the top layer, and you probably need to get rid of the first 12 to 18 inches of the ground. So all of these things you need to know, or else you're going to compromise your overall, that radioactive, the isotopes is going to, the ground is going to use it just as the minerals, and then your overall garden is going to actually, that is going to be part of what's going to, it's going to feed itself off of. Now, one of the things that's very important, you know, let me tell you, mankind and the living entities of, I mean, in the living entities on this planet, from animals or whatever, even in Chernobyl, it's amazing how we adapt to so many things. I do believe if you get past all of this and slowly integrate, there will be some sicknesses and everything else, but as what's being seen in the wildlife in Chernobyl, Some of the animals have now converted the radioactive isotopes where the body just used them as minerals, and it no longer destroys the body as much. See, let me tell you one of the things about the scientists of today and the military and the governments of this day, of today, and always. They always lie, 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 lie. They always want to create a condition and environment so that you'll surrender to their authority. And this is what I truly want us to think about. This is going to, maybe it's not something that we can stop because we haven't shown the commitment level and put energy behind stopping it. But what we can do is have an appropriate response to it all. One of the things that they want to do in this and say that is an unsurvivable event, that is not true at all. There's been nuclear wars on this planet that they don't want you to know about throughout history. But this is just going to happen to be, if it moves to there, and the likelihood of it moving there is greater than any other time in the past 100 years, that it is going to happen. And the thing is that it would behoove of you to prepare for it now, because you don't have to give up. Many, many, many will survive. Many, many will do very well. And many will prosper in this whole thing, and many will develop a new attitude towards life, and that needs to be you. It needs to be you, because when you come out of this, you will be the history books of the future. I would also say, make sure you keep a journal of now, of what's been going on now, because that journal will be so important to the generations that you have yet named. Because as we go through this period, it will be used adversely against people in the future. There needs to be the remnants of the truth that is going to be memorialized by you. Preparing for what is going to happen is very easy, ladies and gentlemen. It just requires your commitment. Just like stopping them from doing what they're doing, it's very easy. It requires your commitment. Many will say, how? And it's not a question that you need to ask, because you are a creator. You need to create the environment that says how. And the most important thing why we need to do this is the reason why we need to do it. It's one of the most important things that we possibly could do for the future in eternity, in the moments that we're in now, is to plan on using our energy in a different way, in a different direction. We've seen what this has gotten us. This should be an opportunity to say never more. We've never been as committed, but now, because we've never had the challenges that actually question our commitment. They made it too easy. And that was a great plan by them. So, everyone, just want to thank you all. Wise Wednesday tomorrow. Much love, much respect. Continue to prepare. Do what you can, and that is enough. Focus on the table of preparedness. Food, water, shelter, energy is the key to it all. Food, water, shelter, energy, and protection. The table of preparedness. That's where you should be focusing. Do what you can, and that will be enough. Much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, please give one away. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.